Next, Kina is Kina Yutes. We're skipping to Yutes. L'cha Hashem atztaka v'osos asher yifleisa me'az vi'ad ata. This Kina is actually the continuation of the previous one, which we skipped, I know. But the previous Kina, Yudches, actually has 11 questions. That goes back to the challenge theme of Tisha B'Av. The Balak Kina asks a series of 11 questions. And here, actually it starts at the end of the previous Kina, but here more fully, we give the answers. There are 11 answers that we actually give to the questions that are asked. And this is, Kina is perhaps the ultimate expression of the theme of Tziduk Hadin, which we've mentioned previously, but here we have it in a very dramatic and a strong way, where stanza after stanza, we tell Hashem, Lacha Hashem Atztaka, with you Hashem, we know that you are right. Lanu Boshes Aponim, and we in fact are embarrassed, we are ashamed, we know that it's really our fault. Just for example, in the second stanza we say, right, you took us with miracles. You took us out of one nation out of another nation. You took us out of Egypt, and yet lanu boshes apanim bedofi asher nimtza banu kemaaseh masos. And yet we, in an act of great disloyalty, we were treacherous, traitorous. And we're actually emulating their evil ways. Two down, we say, L'cha Hashem HaTzedakah B'zecher V'atem Eidai V'ani Elokim. We remember that you designated us as witnesses. You chose us to be your Am HaNivchar. V'lanu Boshes HaPanim, and the shame is on us. B'charfeinu B'sin Kum Aseh Lanu Elokim. And we wanted to make a God, which ended up being Elohim, which ended up being Avodah Zarah. We made the Chet HaEgel, as alluded to there. So many of these kind of examples as we do a dramatic and I think important Tziduk Hadin. Towards the end, we have some other specific examples. Tselem Micha, Ma'al B'cheirem, really just, again, a powerful Kina acknowledging the various terrible sins of Jewish history over the centuries. And despite our complaints, when we're honest, we realize that unfortunately we have not done what we need to do. So if we're thinking about Tziduk Hadin, once again, and things which we need to do and things which maybe we have not been as good at, I think that unfortunately something that we can always ask ourselves and do a cheshbon hanefesh about is whether we, individually and as a community, are learning Torah on the level, with the level of seriousness and intensity and regularity as we should. And I don't just pick this randomly. I pick this example because this is, in fact, according to one source in the Gemara, the basis of the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash. If you take a look at the source sheet, the very well-known Gemara, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Pei Aleph, source number 5, Am Rabbi Yehuda Am Arav, Mai Dechsev, the Pasuk, which we know, we read, Mi Ha'ish HaChacham V'Yavein Azos. Who is the wise man who understands what happened? Who could tell me why did the Churban happen? Davar zeh nishal l'chachamim v'l'neviim v'lo pirshua. The Chachamim didn't know, even the Neviim didn't know. Ad shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo, until God himself said, as we read in Yirmiyah Perek Tes, v'yomer Hashem al ozvam es torasi, and as the pasuk continues, lo shamu b'koli, they abandoned the Torah, they haven't been listening or observing to my word. And as the pasuk then concludes, lo holchuba. And the way the Gemara describes it, it's almost an escalating thing. Not only did they azu tarasi and lo shama b'koli, but lo holchuba, and they didn't follow it. Am Rav Yehuda, Am Arav, she'ein mevarchin b'Torah tchila. This is the famous Gemara, which tells us that in fact, on some level, which is clearly needs to be understood on a deeper level, the Gemara seems to say that the reason the Churban happened is because they didn't make the brachos on the Torah every morning. That is described by the Navi as being ozvam es torasi and lo holchuba, by not somehow abandoning Torah, reflected by their non-recitation of these brachos, leads to the korban bias harishon. And of course, everyone asks, from the rishonim to the achronim, how do you understand this Gemara? And there's, you know, if we had more time, there are many different questions and angles that we could take for understanding this Gemara. Of course, one question would be, how could you say that the first korban took place because they didn't make the brachas haTorah? Don't we know from the more famous Gemara, Masechet Yuma, that the first korban happened because of the cardinal three averos? So how could you somehow possibly bring in something like brachas haTorah to the three cardinal averos? I thought we already knew why it happened. And even if we didn't have the Gemara about the three cardinal averos, really, hayitachen, could it be that because they didn't make the brachos, that would bring a korban? And why wouldn't they make the brachos? I understand the Yetzer Hara to do lots of things, but what's the Yetzer Hara not to make brachas haTorah? Like, what? Anyway, a lot of questions one could ask on the Gemara and a lot of different interpretations, but for now I want to share with you a beautiful interpretation, which I think not only explains the Gemara, but I think it may also be something that we, you know, it provides, at least I would say, if not a cheshbon or nefesh, it would provide food for thought for all of us to consider ourselves, and that is from the famous Sefer, one of the great and earlier Achronim, the Baal Hafla, Pinchas Halevi Horowitz. So in his commentary to Masechta Ksubas and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, he explains this Gemara as follows. Source number 6. V'yesh lefareish mashakasav lo holchuba shlobarchub Torah Tchila, is quoting from our Gemara. He says, I want to suggest that we can answer this and explain this. Al divrei mashakasav harosh. What the Rosh says in Masechta Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph Amad Beis. Shemash ein mevarchin b'chol shah. Shioshev Lilmod Birchas haTorah. The Rosh there is bothered by a question that many are bothered by, which is that we make every morning a Birchas haTorah. We even learn a little bit. We say the Birchas Kohanim, we say Psukim Rin Davening, we say a Braisa, Mishnah. We learn a little bit. Maybe some of us are even lucky enough to learn right after Davening, Halavai. But then we go off to work and do all sorts of other things that we need to do during the day, school, work, other things we need to do. And then I hope we can find some free time later in the day and we learn. But we don't make a new bracha. We don't make a new bracha. How come? All the Rishonim asked this question there in that Gemara. Don't we usually have a rule that if you made a bracha and you're in the middle of a mitzvah, then you interrupt it in a very serious way. You have what's called a hefsek. Then if you go back to do the mitzvah again, you need to make a new bracha. Right? One common example of this, which Tosfos quotes, is if you're sitting in the sukkah, you have breakfast in the sukkah, you make a leishay basukkah, you do who knows what the rest of the day, but you come back for lunch, make another lay shave. And you come back for dinner, you make another lay shave. How come? Because each time you left the sukkah to go on your tiyul or whatever you were doing, that's called a hefsek. So too, if I go to work for 8 hours, if I go to school for 8 hours, isn't that a hefsek even if I learn later? How come I don't make a new bracha? So the Rosh is answering that question. And he says there on the second line, Shemipnei she'afilu kishemafsik baholek le'iskav. Even if a person interrupts, stops learning, even the little learning he did in shul or after davening, he goes on to work, he does whatever he needs to do during the day. Tamid daito alimudo umamaher iskav. He says, no, because a person realizes that even when he's working, even when he's doing his errands or other responsibilities, Torah is always on his mind. He understands that Torah can be lived. Torah can be actualized. He's constantly thinking about the Torah because Torah is not only a book, but it's a way of life. And therefore, he is constantly thinking about it and also obviously hoping to get back to his learning. So says the Havlat, that's the Rosh. So going back to our Gemara about the destruction of the Chor and the Beis HaMikdash and the Churban, says the Hafla on the last line where it's underlined. V'zeh kasav, this is what the Gemara meant. Kevin shaloho chuba. What does that mean, shaloh holchuba? They didn't walk with, they didn't carry the Torah. Kamasha kazav, as we say, b'chol derecha da'ehu. That is to say, lo holchuba didn't mean when they had a sefer in front of them, or even when they could have had a sefer. No! People can learn whatever they can learn. Some people have more time in the day, some people have less. But lo holchuba means that in all the other things that they were doing during the day, work, school, exercise, whatever it is, in all of those things, we could be thinking about Torah. In all of those things, we could be doing things with a conscious, and that's the key, with a conscious mindset that we're doing things in the way that the Torah teaches us, the Torah wants us to do. That's the notion which we refer to as b'chol derachecha de'ehu. In all of your drachim, de'ehu, you should know Hashem. This is somewhat reminiscent to what we saw earlier in the morning from Rav Hirsch, right? That we, unfortunately, sometimes, Rav Hirsch was talking about how we imprison Hashem in the shul. But what the Hafla and the Rush were talking about is if, in a certain sense, we imprison Hashem in the Gemara. We imprison Him in the Beis Medrash. We think that Torah is only when the Sefer is open. Torah is only when we're actually learning. Torah is when we're actually learning the Shir. We're actually at the Shir, we're actually learning. But he's coming to tell me, no. B'chol derachecha de'ehu. Torah is relevant throughout the day and throughout your life, even when you're not lucky enough to be sitting in front of a Sefer or in a Shir. That's l'holchaba. They didn't keep the Torah with them even when they were working and in school and doing other things. They didn't carry the Torah with them. They didn't walk with the Torah even when they couldn't be formally learning. They could have been still experiencing and being one with the Torah. They didn't do that l'holchaba. Therefore, memela, he says, have a hefsek. Afilum lomid acharkach hu below bracha tchila. And therefore, he says, that is a form of a hefsek. We, on the other hand, we are in charge. That's why we don't make a new bracha each time, because it's not considered a hefsek, because we're keeping in mind the learning in the way we live. If we don't do that, then I guess taka would be a hechos bracha shayla. But that is the criticism, a very, very trenchant and subtle criticism that the Hafla is basically interpreting and explaining the Chorban. What is the reason that the Chorban happened in the first place of Mikdash? L'hol chuba, azmas tarasi. It doesn't mean they didn't go to Shir. Doesn't mean they didn't go to a Parsha Shir. Doesn't mean they didn't learn Daf Yomi. Many is that when they weren't actually with the Sefer, lo hol chuba, they didn't think that the Torah was still relevant. They didn't carry the Torah with them. They weren't thinking about the Torah, and they certainly weren't happy or looking forward or excited to come back to the Torah. So again, I say this not as a criticism. Who am I to criticize, and who would I be criticizing? But I just say this as a suggestion of food for thought. That each of us, if not today, then when? Each of us should ask ourselves, should think carefully, do we truly learn as much as we can? And even if we do, what about when we're not learning? Are we hol chuba? Do we carry the Torah with us? Are we still thinking about the learning? Are we still thinking about implementing the learning? Are we hurrying memaher to get back to the actual learning, looking for opportunities? If we are, kol hakavod. But if we're not, if we can be honest with ourselves, if we're falling short, so now, certainly today, and during this kina, is certainly an opportune time to be honest with ourselves, to make a cheshbon nefesh, to know, well, at least when it comes to ourselves and our own Torah learning, whether in fact, l'cha Hashem atzdaka, v'lanu boshes hapanim. L'cha Hashem atzdaka, boshes hapanim.